home in a conference in Melbourne today, we'll be told that single-sex schools lead to gender stereotyping and sexism. The former president of the American Psychological Association, Diane Halpin, will deliver her finding at the Australian Psychological Society Congress. She told our reporter Rachel Brown that reviews of hundreds of studies involving more than 1.5 million students have failed to find any advantages of single-sex education.
One thing that we find is often when you go to a single-sex school, it's not what single-sex that's important. Often the children come from more advantaged backgrounds, lots of extracurricular activities, lots of extra studies, you know, tutoring. One of the disadvantages that we know as a psychologist is that whenever we separate people into groups, some very old studies about, you know, kids with blue eyes and brown eyes that's sort of famous in the literature that listeners may have heard of, people develop very strong stereotypes about the other group and a lot of in-group bias. One thing we know is that we have a world where increasingly women and men are working closely together. We don't segregate the workplace. We don't segregate higher education for the most part. And increasingly, we're desegregating our military. And really, at school is the place where we learn how to work with a whole variety of people.
So would you argue single-sex schools put its graduates at a social disadvantage?
I wouldn't say so much a social disadvantage. I'm very careful with the words I use. Imagine that you've been to an all-male high school, and now your first job out, your supervisor is a woman. You just are not used to, you know, taking the math tests together with girls and boys the whole time, working together on science projects. We in the U.S. military are now putting women on submarines with men. So, you know, you're going to live in very close quarters for a very long time, and you just haven't developed, you know, that knowledge and skills about living with diverse people.
The underlying biology of the learning, mm-hmm. So that's the same in both sexes?
Absolutely. There's no difference in the biology of learning. Our brains are largely plastic, and by that I mean they're not hardwired. They change in response to environment. Now, there are some on-average group differences. If you look on average, you know, girls are better readers on average at earlier ages. But it doesn't mean that we have to teach girls reading one way and boys reading another way. 90-some percent of boys are perfectly fine readers. It's the lower percents that are having trouble reading that need special help, whether they're girls or boys.
I've grown up in Australia hearing a very different story that boys and girls learn very differently.
I wouldn't be surprised. There are certainly some people who have made those claims. In a science article in which I was the senior author, we called them on the claims of pseudoscience, and they are now changing what they say because they could not support the science. I mean, I listened to Australia Radio a while ago, and I heard someone say that boys and girls can't go to school together because they need different room temperatures. And that would mean they couldn't live together. It would mean they couldn't work together. Mm. It would mean we couldn't have families. And I'm thinking, why is nobody screaming this?
Psychology Professor Diane Halpin from Claremont McKenna College in the US speaking there to Rachel Brown.